From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. Hours before his resignation, Governor Eric Greitens has signed 77 bills into law. This includes one measure which would make it a crime to blackmail a person using a private sexual image. This law directly affects the original felony invasion of privacy allegation against Greitens. Greitens was accused of non-consensually taking a nude picture of a woman and threatening to distribute it if she spoke on the matter. The law would not apply to Greitens because his alleged actions occurred in 2015. A special prosecutor is still considering whether to refile an invasion of privacy charge against Greitens under a different law which was in place at the time. Missouri's next governor will in many ways be the polar opposite of Eric Greitens, who's stepping down today at 5 p.m. Marshall Griffin reports.
Greitens, who never held public office before being elected governor, developed a reputation for criticizing those who didn't go along with his agenda. Before becoming lieutenant governor, Parsons spent 6 years in the Missouri House and six in the Senate, during which he negotiated and made deals with fellow lawmakers to get bills passed. Paul Kincaid of Springfield, a PR executive and former staffer at Missouri State University, has known Parsons for about 15 years.
He's worked his way up the ladder. He's developed relationships. I think he's going to relate well to the legislature, and I think he'll cross the aisle and do bipartisan kinds of things.
Parsons will be sworn in as governor in a private ceremony on Friday at 5:30. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt says Lieutenant Governor Mike Parsons is the right person at the right time for Missouri. Parsons will be sworn in this afternoon. Governor Eric Greitens announced his resignation earlier this week after striking a deal with prosecutors to dismiss charges he misused charity donations during his campaign. Lawmakers from both parties had called for Greitens' resignation, but Blunt remained notably silent. He says Missourians elected him to make decisions in Washington.
The one thing they didn't elect me to do is decide who should be governor. There was a process for that, and frankly, I think the process worked.
Blunt says Parsons' experience as a third-generation farmer and a county sheriff make him a great fit for governor. Blunt stopped in Kansas City to talk about federal tax cuts. An attorney for groups supporting Governor Greitens wants a judge to reverse his order to turn over documents to an investigatory committee. This comes after Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham subpoenaed a New Missouri to hand over all documents by today. Attorney Catherine Hanaway filed the motion today. It states that House panel created to look into allegations surrounding Greitens no longer have the authority to demand these documents because he is resigning. The House still wants to enforce the subpoena for records of potential coordination between the Greitens campaign and a New Missouri. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis gave the State of the City address this morning. KBIA's Madison Lawson has the details.
For decades, the property tax rate in Columbia has been able to stay relatively low, allowing the city to rely on sales tax. But City Manager Mike Mathis says the rise of online commerce has made this tactic unsustainable.
So our strategy for decades has been to rely on sales taxes and how fast the city grows to keep our property tax rate to the minimum. That strategy is no longer capable of moving us forward or even keeping pace with the needs of our community.
Mathis says he will present the City Council with budget recommendations to combat these financial insecurities by August. Mathis also proposed budget upgrades to the city's aging water infrastructure, some of which hasn't been updated since the early 1970s. The project would cost a little over $48 million and would increase water rates by 11% over the next 4 years. Madison Lawson, KBIA News.
Springfield has announced a new city manager. Jason Gage, the former city manager of Salina, Kansas, was announced today. The Springfield News Leader reports. Gage has been the city manager in Salina for 13 years. He has also been the city manager in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and DeSoto, Missouri. This comes after city manager Greg Burris announced in November he would be stepping down. His last day will be June 30th. Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.